AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says it's too early to say yet if Ukraine's counteroffensive is working.
There are several hundred thousand Russian troops dug in prepared positions all along the front line. Ukraine has begun their attack, and they are making steady progress. This is a very difficult fight. It is a very violent fight. And it will likely take a considerable amount of time and at high cost.
The head of NATO says he sees no signs Russia has changed its nuclear posture after Belarus's leader says he has received some tactical nuclear weapons from Moscow.
In an interview on state television, President Alexander Lukashenko brashly warned that he wouldn't hesitate to order the use of nuclear weapons if Belarus faced an act of aggression. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that despite seeing no tactical change, NATO is aware of new Russian nuclear deployments. Stoltenberg also said the Kremlin must be careful of what it says on the matter.
Russia must know that a nuclear war can not be won and must never be fought.
Earlier this year, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced he would deploy nuclear weapons to ally Belarus, in a move widely seen as a warning to the West, as it stepped up military support for Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new NORC poll at the University of Chicago shows confidence in the scientific community has declined last year among adults. Here's the AP's Maddie Burakoff.
During the pandemic, the overall level has been pretty stable, but in this latest survey, we saw a drop in confidence, bigger drop in science, but also a drop in medicine. And that was mainly driven by Republicans having really low levels of confidence in both of these topics.
Closing statements have started in the trial of Robert Bowers, the man accused of bursting into a Pittsburgh synagogue and killing 11 members of the congregation. This is AP News. A new report looks at the number of deaths among young people.
The CDC report examined the homicide and suicide rates among 10 to 24-year-olds from 2001 to 2021. It found that during the COVID pandemic, the homicide rate for older teenagers rose to its highest point in nearly 25 years. The suicide rate for those in their early 20s was the worst in more than 50 years. An expert who was not involved in the CDC report calls the findings alarming. Experts cite several possible reasons for the increases, including higher rates of depression, limited availability of mental health services, and the number of guns in U.S. homes. I'm Rita Foley.
One of the longest held inmates on Florida's death row, Dwayne Owen, is set to be executed later today for two separate killings in 1984. It would be Florida's fourth execution this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.